My name is Jessica Anderson, and I'm running for Chapel Hill Town Council. The reason I'm running is because I have a vision for Chapel Hill that I want for my daughter, who's two, and I want it for all our kids. And I want her to grow up in a town that has lots of green space and clean air to breathe and clean water to drink. I want her to be at the best schools with the best facilities. I want her to not have to deal with tons of traffic. I want her to be surrounded by human-scale buildings that she can see sky instead of skyscrapers and huge luxury condos. And I really want that for all our kids and everyone of all generations in our community. I came to be here really as a choice with my family. I was going to graduate school in the Triangle area, and my husband and I moved to D.C. after we graduated. And once we really decided that we wanted to have a family, we realized that this was the place for us. We had to come back, and this is where we want to stay. I work right now for UNC Greensboro in a research and evaluation center. We deal with K-12 policy research. I hope to bring policy experience that includes cost-benefit analysis and looking at issues holistically as opposed to in zones or in isolation. So I want to bring as many stakeholders to the table as are willing to come. And, you know, we need to start listening to our advisory boards. We need to start listening to citizens who are coming with concerns or ideas. And we need to get as creative as possible to address some of the pretty big challenges that we're facing as a town. We have an amazing town full of amazing people, and we also have some serious fiscal challenges. And we also have, I think, kind of a division of ideas about how to move forward with development and population increase. I think that we're not going to come to the best solutions to those problems unless we really start talking to everybody possible and getting as many people as possible to the table. With a lot of these issues, they're kind of intertwined, that they find intersections with each other. And so I think that development in some ways kind of encompasses a lot of issues. But I think we really need to think about the impact of our decisions on our public education system. Education is my area of expertise, and I am really interested in how our decisions at the local level are going to impact our public schools. I also think that we have to think about traffic concerns. We have to think about the economic health of all of our residents and, you know, including people who've lived for generations in Chapel Hill. We have to really think seriously about how we can make sure that those folks can stay here instead of moving out into the county and, you know, to surrounding towns. I also really believe in fiscally responsible local government. I think we have to be really careful and thoughtful about our planning decisions. I'm not anti-development by any means, but I think we need to start having some really careful, thoughtful conversations about how we develop, where we develop, who's impacted, and how. And I think I'm really well positioned to start those conversations and deal with the decision making that has to be done in this town as we move forward. Part of the decision is around economic development for all of us as a community versus economic growth for just a select few. So I really want to think about the community at large and what the impacts are for all of us. I think when people see my name, I want them to think of somebody who is inquisitive, who comes to the table with a lot of questions and also a lot of expertise, and who wants to really be collaborative with, you know, anybody who's a stakeholder in these issues.